Welcome to Sith Talkers, the Star Wars podcast. I'm your host, Mike Kylo. Discussing, debating The Mandalorian Season 2, Episode 9, The Marshal! Baby!
Wait up.
So,
happy what? Halloween, everybody. We're recording this on Halloween, baby! Yeah, that's right. Just notice Kylo Lando over here.
Somewhere deep inside of these bones.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
Baby. I am the one with the tearaway face.
Yes. All right, Sith Talkers. So, right. Welcome to our Halloween edition. Listen, we're recording on Halloween. You're probably not listening or watching on Halloween, but it is Halloween. So I dressed up.
Yep.
Even though Steve thinks I look like General Hux.
Yeah.
But I'm Kylo.
No.
So
come on, anyone watching, he clearly looks like look at him. He looks more like Hux than he looks like Kylo. Yeah. Look at that. Look at that. Oh my god, you take the cape off. You legit look like Hux.
There we go.
You legit look like Hux. If you took the cape off, you are General Hux. Or right now, you kind of look like Shredder, too.
But really, I'll take super, Shredder. I like it.
I didn't say Super Shredder.
No, apparently not. I can't be Super Shredder.
But Shredder.
Yeah. Bow down to the First Order. Right?
Yeah, I'm telling you, if you took the cape off, you look just like Hux. Slick your fucking
All right, I want to see Sith Talkers. Hashtag Hux for Steve. Hashtag Kylo for Lando. Who am I for Halloween?
You don't have the, I don't have them either. Yeah, we have the Italian lips. Sorry,
I have no lips. I don't have the big poofy
thin
Kylo lips.
Hey, thin lips, big dick. I'm just saying.
There you go. Just saying. All right, Sith Talkers. So before we, before we start the show, I just want to take it a little serious right now. One of our faithful and longtime listeners, he watches and listens to Steve's other YouTube show, Two Peas and Pop. Go check him out if you like Pokemon stuff. Check out Steve's other channel, John Brewer. I just would like to say, John, you are in our thoughts and prayers right now, my man. I hope everything's going well. His mom passed away this week. So our thoughts and our prayers to John Brewer. He's so sweet. He sent me a message and he was like, Lando, I can't be on any of your live streams and I'm not sure what's going on. And I said, John, oh, my friend. I was like, don't worry about it. You know, just being a fan, listening to the show, watching us on YouTube, you know, that's enough. And I told him when he comes back, we will be here, you know, and just our thoughts and prayers to John Brewer. So if you're listening to this week, my man, I hope everything is going okay for you right now, but we are thinking about you and we really, really do appreciate you, John. And we do appreciate everybody that listens to the show. I just wanted to take a moment, like I said, sorry, a little serious moment, but like, we do care about people that listen, especially, you know, Lando over here. I really care about people that listen to the show and I try to get to know people that talk to me on Instagram and stuff like that. And I do care about you guys and I do thank you for hanging out with us and listening to us. And, you know, when stuff is going down, you know, we care. So
Hey, man. So, yeah. Hope definitely in our thoughts, man. We really do appreciate everyone that listens and stuff. And I may not be active on a social media, but trust me, I read your guys' comments on Sith Talkers, on 2Ps.
Yeah. So
we do appreciate that.
So I just wanted to shift into maybe something a little personal with me, just stay a little serious. This month, like I said, November, it's a little heavier month for Lando over here.
It's October.
Oh, well, okay. Going into you're probably listening to this.
Oh, okay.
November,
yeah.
Right.
I just wanted to enunciate that you're wrong.
Since we were kind of on a serious note right here, Lando does have I do have a third child, a daughter who did pass away, and her name was Mara Jadelyn Ferrando. So it was super cool. I got to name her Mara Jadelyn after Mara Jade. So, like I said, that's something I really don't talk about. Like, I really made public to everybody, but I do have a first daughter who passed away when I was like 21. So, like I said, John, you know, I know your mom passed away. So, you know, we all have real life situations happen. We all have real life happening. And once again, thoughts and prayers out to John and anybody, you know, going through stuff like that. So the transition into
the fuck do you transition
real
from that?
Life? Well, it's just about the show, right? So I told everybody there was going to be, you know, a big announcement about what we're doing with Sith Talkers moving forward. And I'm getting very busy. I'm still working two jobs. And recently,
I'm now working two jobs.
My brother Steve he's also at a FedEx, not the same one as me.
No.
He's at a FedEx facility. He's working two jobs.
And then one other quick thing for anyone that does watch us and watches me and Jess, YouTube is a third job.
Yes.
YouTube editing and shooting and purchasing and buying and selling, all of that is another job on its own.
So Steve is getting really, really busy. I'm always busy, but I'm about to get busier because we're going into peak season, and with the COVID, FedEx is going to get a lot busier this year, and I'm going to start working 6 days at FedEx. Steve's going to start working 6 days at FedEx, and we're just going to lose we're just going to lose some time because next week, Saturday, I have to start working on Saturdays. Saturday night is usually when I'm editing and the whole nine yards, but so I was just kind of boggling in my head. What do I do? What do I do? Do we go to a bi-weekly show? Do I just go back to a podcast and not do YouTube? I don't know. But this is what I decided. So we have The Mandalorian Season 2. So until further notice, there will be no Sith Talkers segments and this and that. I, Lando, will be doing a weekly Mandalorian recap show, and that's it. Like, right, I'm just going to recap the show, and that's it. Try to make it as short as I can to give me less editing time, because I'm going to have less time. We're going to try to do it with Steve whenever he can, since it's going to be shorter episodes. But I'm going to try. I've reached out to Completely Corey. He's been on the show before. Hopefully Ross, my buddy Ross, we will do a recap show. So Lando, if I can't find nobody, I'm just going to do it real fast. But like, I'm going to try to reach out to people, and we're just going to do Mandalorian recap shows. So the Dick Times, the 3POOs, the Random Thoughts, the Encyclopedia Characters, you know, all the fun things we do week in and week out. Those are kind of going to go away, just for saving Lando some time, saving Steve some time. And we're just going to have recap shows of The Mandalorian, which, by the way, the first episode was absolutely amazing.
Whoa!
All right, so there you go, Sith Talkers. So, you know, little seriousness at the beginning, but that's where the show's going to go to. Weekly recap shows. We will go back to original schedule podcast show eventually, right?
Yeah. Once the second jobs go away, I'll be able to juggle 2Ps and this much better.
Yeah. And Lando's second job hopefully will be going away sometime in December. So we will go back to Sith Talkers full shows eventually. Yeah. But for the next couple months, it's just going to be podcasts.
Yeah.
It's just going to be recap shows.
To peel it behind a little bit more, right? It's not just we have full-time jobs. We have part-time jobs. So Lando also has children. I have 6 in-home kids.
Yeah, it's a lot.
from the ages of 7 months to 1 year to 4 years to 9 to 13 to 4. All of them live in our house, so I also need to get time with them. Also trying to make sure we get Pokemon YouTube content out twice a week,
yeah.
Which those videos may be 15, 20, 30 minutes long, but it takes me 4 to 5 hours to edit because of all of the extra editing that's put in.
Right, you already know. Like, it takes me 4 hours to do everything. Sometimes 5 hours to do.
Yeah,
And we're doing reaction videos. Now those. Okay, so the reaction videos, we're gonna keep those trucking, and we will be doing reaction videos every single week. Those are nice and short, right? We can knock those out really quickly. Editing on that so much faster because
For anyone listening too, I want to see people put in the comments below. All right, I want to see the applause for Lando. Okay, because on 2P's side, right? Not only is it something we love and it's a passion for, like Lando does with Star Wars, but we get paid for it on our YouTube channel, right? We're monetized. We get paid for it. We're making money. We're making income. It's helping generating a job for us. We're selling this stuff. Lando's not getting paid to do this.
No.
He takes his time out of his day, out of his family to edit, to put stuff together, to write notes. Like, so hand applause to Lando, man, because you want to talk about someone doing something because of the passion of doing something. It's my brother. So
thank you.
We appreciate you.
And it's true, Sith Talkers. I brought this up. I actually spend money to do this. I pay for services. I actually pay for a service. So for the podcast listeners, they get a better quality podcast sound. I pay for something for audio listeners.
And keep in mind, people that have two jobs.
I work two jobs. Literally, my only available time I have is Saturday and Sunday, and I dedicate a chunk of my Saturday to this. So I give myself Sunday to rest, but my Saturdays are about to be half gone from working.
And since we're on the mushy side of things, for us, man, because our lives are so busy, this is the time that we get to spend as brothers. So absolutely. I know a lot of it's fun and we do skits, but like genuinely, this is my time I get to spend my older brother. So I love you.
Oh, I love you.
I love you. You had to do the serious thing. Why'd you do that? Now I'm all sensitive.
Yeah, I really didn't give him a heads up. I didn't tell him like I was going to do all these things at the beginning. I told him I was just going to let him. I told him I was going to let everybody know what I was doing with the show. And honestly, this is the God's honest truth. I just decided this morning. And I did not know what I was going to do with Sith Talkers. I had ideas of maybe just reaction videos, and I just do podcasts. I stopped YouTube. But I was just like, well, I don't think I want to do that. I'd rather give some content than no content. And like I said, if 20 minutes to 30 minutes every week, I think, you know, we can do that. I can do that. So.
Yeah, I'm about to come out with a 40-minute Pokemon video next week.
Yo.
Yikes.
But yeah, go check out Steve. Like I said, I'm sure some of his people came over from 2P's to watch Sith Talkers. But yeah, if you're just a Sith Talkers person, if you like Pokemon, go check out Steve's YouTube channel.
If you like Pokemon and you like clean humor.
Yes, it's very PG.
You can come over. You can bring your kids.
Yep.
You can watch it with your family.
Absolutely.
I am not this version of me over there.
The true version.
This is the real Steve. Over there is something different.
All right, Sith Talkers. So just, hey, hashtag Steve, hashtag Lando below. There you go. I just want to see hashtag Kylo. Or Hux.
Hux. Hashtag Hux.
Jeez.
Oh, hashtag Huxando.
Oh, boy.
Huxando.
Hashtag Hux below.
This doesn't change the fact that I still think you have a fetish for old white dudes. I'm just putting that out there.
Oh, so you listened to last week's my solo
episode.
The song.
I did. The song. The song was touching. I literally listened to the whole song, and I was like, I commented. I put a comment on the video.
I saw you did.
Lando wrote a really kind song. I don't normally listen to the episodes.
Check out episode. I'll put a thing up in the corner. Check out the solo
really
from last week. I wrote.
Really
it was actually 100% off the top of my head. That
awesome.
So
that was awesome.
But I did have white guy, old white guys in the lyrics.
Yeah. No, I heard.
Raising lightsabers and
yeah. It was good. It was really good.
Yeah.
Just watch it.
Go ahead and watch it. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, one more thing. Yeah. The live streams probably won't be happening for November, just unless Steve.
We're going to try. We're going to try.
Try.
Because that's both of our favorite things to do.
I love live streaming.
Yeah.
We will try if we can finagle it on a Sunday or we'll try to do a live stream. Yeah. It would probably have to be on a Saturday or Sunday.
And hey, for those Sunday. That do cross over, for the Two Piece fans that are watching, who wants to see Lando come on a Two Piece live? Huh?
There you go.
And we could do like a Star Wars, because Lando has this crazy ass Star Wars mystery box.
I still have it. It's down there.
And, we can go live on the Two Piece. That way I can make money because I'm greedy, you know?
All right. So all the mushiness aside, there you go. There's the plan. We are now, as of right now, an official Mandalorian Season 2 recap show.
Got it.
All right. So, on to Mandalorian Episode 9, The Marshall, baby!
Wait.
Got my notes? All right, you mentioned it. All right,
you're starting it.
My notes.
You're starting that today.
Well, yeah, the episode came out last night. I watched it twice. So I watched it one time during the day, and when I got home from FedEx last night, I watched it. So
I haven't seen it.
What?
I thought we were doing a normal fucking, you didn't tell me. I didn't know to see it. I couldn't, I got home late. I haven't seen it yet. I don't know what the, I
have no words, Sith Talkers.
I'm going to go now.
No words. No.
I love you, brother. I'll be on next week. I promise. I'll see it.
Oh, so you're going to do the show with me next week?
I'm going to do the show with you next week. I'll watch it on Friday. I swear I'll be
there
back.
You go. You
I have not
it.
Seen
I'm
it.
I
don't want to hear spoilers.
All right. I'm going to hold Steve to it. He's going to do episode 10.
Episode
10.
Whatever.
With Lando.
And I'll give you my thoughts on one also, but the 9.
Okay,
also.
I'll give everybody my thoughts and I'll wrap. You're right. So I guess you're going to get half solo Lando. Kylo.
Yeah.
Hux. Lando.
Well, wait, half solo. Wouldn't that be?
Well, it's like half the episode.
No, wait. Wouldn't that be Kylo? No, because of Han Solo. It's half a Han Solo.
And Princess Leia.
Hey, man, that was a joke. That was on the top. Good.
There you go. There.
Fought me.
We still have the joke in the room.
Fought me. Sipu would be fucking proud right now. Thank you. All right. I'm out. Have fun. I love
you. Love you too, brother. I'll see you next week.
Episode 10. Episode 10.
All right. Love you. Happy Halloween. Of course. All right, Sith Talkers. So there you go. Steve is gone. He did not watch Mandalorian Episode 9, Season 2, Episode 1, The Marshall. So I will just give you my thoughts on the episode, and I'll recap the episode with you guys this week. So number one, Lando is just so pumped that the Mandalorian is back, baby. I was pretty excited Fridays in the past because Lando, I don't know if anybody else, I was watching The Boys and I was watching Raised by Wolves on HBO Max. I was pretty excited about that, but it's not the Mandalorian, baby. So this episode, The Marshall, this episode was absolutely amazing. And of course, the episode starts out, I'm not sure where we're at, but we're in, like, from the trailer, right? From the trailer, it was all the graffiti. And it was Mando and Baby Yoda walking into the town. And on the graffiti, which was super cool, because I know I saw 3PO in there. Stormtrooper helmets X'd out. I swear to it that I saw Asa Ventress in the graffiti on there. I swear to it. So I've watched it twice, and I do believe the second time when it was panning across, I thought I saw Asa Ventress. I mean, I could be wrong, but like I thought it looked like her. So, but the graffiti was like really cool and had a lot of like cool Star Wars things in it. All right, so he walks into the, you know, the fight club, you know, where the Gamorreans are fighting that we've seen in the trailer. And he meets Gor Koresh. It's the guy with one eye. And he knows where another Mandalorian is. And we, like, so we see it from the trailer. They pull the guns on him, and he, which is a really cool fight sequence at the beginning. You know, he beats up all the thugs, and he throws the knife, the viral blade, into the Darth Maul Zabrak guy, which was really, really cool. So, and he tells him, where do I know someone is? Because, like, right, the Gor, he runs out. Just in the trailer, we saw someone hanging from the outside. He strings him up, and he was just like, I'm not going to, I won't kill you. Right. And he says, I know a Mandalorian is on Tatooine. So, right, we know we're going back to Tatooine, which was super cool. And then, like, he shoots the light and all the dogs, like, come and get him. It was a really, really, really cool opening sequence where, you know, kind of reminds you of season one, the first episode. Like, he walks into town, gets into a fight, uses his rope, and chops the guy's head off through the door to make him look like, yo, Mandalorian, badass. So, same kind of setup. He walks in the town, strings him up, and then, I promised I wouldn't kill you. So, make him look like Mandalorian, badass. So, what I wasn't expecting was that this episode, we would get to Tatooine. And quick note, right? He lands on Tatooine and Pally's there. It's the, it's Mando. Oh, honey, the droids. No, don't fix his ship. He doesn't like droids, you know? And then he's just like, nah, I really don't mind if they work on my ship. It needs a one over. So going back to IG-11, right? Trusting the droid. Now he trusts the pit droids to fix his ship on Tatooine with Pally. I thought that was really, really cool. And then, right, she sees baby Yoda. She's like, thank the Force! You know, and then tells Mando about Mos Pelgo, which is not on the charts. I mean, what is this? Like, The Last Jedi, right? And Luke's Island isn't on all the Octu. It's not on any of the star charts or the maps or anything. So Mos Pelgo, right, it's a city that's not on any of the maps. But she's got the speeder for him, and he takes off with Baby Yoda. And what's really cool is before he goes to Tatooine, he does tell Gor Koresh that Tatooine, I spent lots and lots of time on Tatooine, and I didn't know there was a Mandalorian on Tatooine. I didn't think there was. I just want to make sure that's clear, because, like, when we get to Tatooine, we already know from the first season, he's talking to the Tusken Raiders, you know, doing the hand, and he's talking Tusken Raider to him. And, you know, he shows up to the city, Mos Pelgo. And, like I said, this episode, man, was really, really, really... like I said, everybody says how Mandalorian's like this old Western feel show. This really felt like Old West, this episode. And granted, we're on Tatooine Desert. But, like, yeah, you know, he cruises in on a speeder bike, and he's just looking at all the locals there. And it just had that real, real old Western vibe going into a really deserted town that didn't have a lot of people in it. And you can tell it was a little run down. So, but, you know, he goes into town, goes into the bar, and, right, and of course, who pops in? Cobb Vanth, right? And he's got Boba Fett's armor on! I mean, you can totally tell immediately it wasn't Boba Fett, right? So, as soon as I saw the armor, I just knew... All right, this is our Boba Fett episode. We're going to get Boba Fett somewhere, somehow, some way. But, of course, as soon as you walked in and you saw the helmet and you saw the chest plate and the rocket, right? It was way more beat up Right, the armor, but like really skinny, really, really skinny tall guy walks in. But, you know, he immediately takes the helmet off. And he's the marshal, right? Because the bartender tells him, oh, you mean the marshal. He's the marshal of Mos Pelgo. And he protects everybody. I mean, we come to see to find out, you know, and of course, Mando's just like, hey, motherfucker. Give me the armor. The armor belongs to Mandalorians. You know, so they look like they're going to have like a shoot off, right? A duel. And then this is what the whole episode was centered around, which right. Totally wasn't expecting it. The crate dragon shows up in the city and the poor Bantha, you know, Banthas were just always there on Tatooine and they're always, you know, they're just hanging out and really didn't think anything of them. But like, I don't know, man, after this episode, I like love Banthas. I felt so bad for them. But the Banthas just sitting there drinking water and the crate dragon, it's under the sand. So like, you know, you can kind of see the fins coming out of the sand. You know, it's like this big, it's like big worm, like, you know, creature, because all we've ever seen of a crate dragon is the bones on episode 4 where 3PO is in the desert and he's just like, over here, and there's a big crate dragon skeleton behind him. And then we also, the Obi-Wan Kenobi does the voice, which has changed several times in the movies, the crate dragon voice to scare away the sand people, the Tusken Raiders, which you see why that the Tusken Raiders would be fucking scared of a crate dragon. So, but like, you know, it comes in the town and it just bulldozes through the middle of it, destroying things, and comes up and just eats the Bantha. And then that's when like they look at each other and be like, hey, maybe we can come to some kind of arrangement here where we don't, right. They don't have to draw off against each other. They can, you know, they can bargain with each other. And that was the deal. So they came up with the deal that, hey, you help me kill the crate dragon, I will give you the Mandalorian armor, Boba Fett's armor. So that was super cool. So, but Mando and Cobb knew where the crate dragon lived. Like, he lived in like the cave, so it wasn't too far. So they go there. Something really cool that happened along the way, right? They stumble upon the Sand People's, like, you can call them like their doggies, their pets. They're actually in Attack of the Clones. When Anakin slaughtered the village, they were chewing on the bone. You know, they were fighting over the bone. So it's funny, man, because you think about it, when Anakin slaughtered the village of Sand People, he slaughtered, you know, not only the men, the women, the children, and the doggies. I mean, right, he probably killed the little doggies too. But like, Mando did the thing where they had the guns drawn and the, you know, and the creatures came out and he talked in Tusken and, you know, it came up to him and it like licked him and he was petting it. So like, you know, and then the Tusken Raiders came out. And they went to, you know, and that was the thing, right? So they had to come together. Like I said, there was a lot of like, you know, I don't want to say like we've seen a million times, but you know, like people of different backgrounds coming together, because the Tusken Raiders, they raided Mos Pelgo, and Cobb with the Mandalorian armor was able to fight off the Tusken Raiders. Okay, so let's talk about Cobb. So we got this nice big backstory with him on how he got Boba Fett's armor. And I guess the story was in the books. So it was kind of cool that we got to see it live action, the Aftermath books. So basically, right after the Death Star blew up, because it shows it and they were celebrating, the mining collective came in and just completely like killed everybody in the bar and completely took over the town and basically enslaved everybody. And Cobb was able to escape, which he grabbed the ice cream maker. I swear Jon Favreau loves this ice cream maker from Empire Strikes Back, which, you know, the Mandalore, the Beskar was in the first season. And it was really cool because there was like the some kind of purple crystals in it that were real valuable. But he had the ice cream maker with the purple crystals, and he escapes the city, and then he ends up coming upon the Jawas, right? And they take him in, and they open up the container, and they're like, "Hey, what do you want for all, you know, all these purple crystals?" And they're trying to offer him R2 units and this and that. And he sees like the Boba Fett armor in the corner, and he's like, "I want that." And then he goes back to Mos Pelgo, and he just wipes out the mining collective. You know, he just shoots them and he rockets them. The Boba Fett's the antenna comes down, and you see the rocket shoot out, which was super cool. So, and he's been, like I said, the marshal, the protector of the town ever since. So, and I guess like right, Tusken Raiders came in, and he'd have to fend them off. And you know, of course, people look at you differently when you look like a Mandalorian. So, I mean, that's a super, like, little super cool backstory with Cobb, and you get to see where he's coming from. He just wants his town to be safe. So, anyway, so we're on, and they go to the Krayt Dragon's home, which is a cave, and funny enough, it's a Sarlacc pit cave where he lives, and, you know, it was said, like, well, I've never seen, you know, a Sarlacc pit that was empty. So now you're telling me that a Krayt dragon can kill and eat a Sarlacc pit, which is like insane. But, you know, they go up to the cave, because I guess the Sand People, they bring like Banthas up to it and give them as sacrifice to the Krayt dragon, because they know if they feed the dragon, then it sleeps longer. And then the longer it sleeps, the longer it leaves them. It leaves everybody alone. So kind of smart, I guess, on that front. And once again, the Tusken Raider's running, and he comes out. The Krayt dragon comes out and eats the Tusken Raider. But you know, a lot of people, I thought the Tusken Raider looked really good. The CG was really good on it. You know, a lot of people are saying it looked like it looks real worm like from Dune. I know Dave Filoni, it was huge in the Godzilla, like the face of the Krayt dragon, you know, little Godzilla-esque, but the big teeth and everything. But I thought it looked super cool. And I mean, it makes sense, because when you go back to the bones of the Krayt dragon, it's the head's like really huge, and it's got a big, long snake-like body. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is, I guess. It's a big fucking Krayt dragon worm that lives under the sand. So, I don't know. Let me know, Sith Talkers, what you thought about the Krayt dragon in the comments below. I thought it looked really cool. And just how did the Jawas get Boba Fett's armor, right? Just thinking about the Boba Fett's armor. Like, how did they get that? I guess maybe we'll find that out and we'll see. Maybe we'll get the flashback of Boba Fett getting out of the Sarlacc pit and losing his armor. So we got to get that story, you know, in there somewhere. Oh, another quick thing about Cobb Vamp. Because, right, Mando had, you know, the speeder bike. Cobb had a pod race engine, and it looked like one of the engines from Anakin's pod. I don't know if it was Anakin's engine, but it looked just like it. And that was his speeder bike, was a pod engine. I thought that was really cool. Like I said, all the little Easter eggs that was in the episode, I thought was like really, really cool. So I just thought I would point that out. I did, like, when I saw his bike, I was like, oh, that's a part of a pod. That's part of Anakin's pod racer. So anyway, so like, right. So when they get to the cave, and you know, they see the Krayt dragon, they know they need help killing it. And the Sand People want to kill it. And of course, Cobb and Mando want to kill it, because he needs to kill it to get the Mandalorian armor. So they work together. They go back to Mos Pelgo. And, you know, there's a funny scene where, you know, they're bringing all the explosives, and, you know, one of the Sand People drop it. He's like, hey, that's an explosive. Be careful. You know, but You know, before that, they did the scene where the Mando and Cobb had to address the town and be like, hey, we need to work together with the Sand People. Or, no, you know, they're bad guys and this and that. But everybody agrees to it. And once again, you get that theme of people working together for a common purpose, putting their differences to the side, working together to defeat a common enemy. So, and then at the end of it, like I said, and then if everything happens, like the Sand People, they don't attack the city no more if everybody succeeds. So it's a win-win for everybody. But like I said, just some good little scenes there, the Sand People and then the city people. And they, you know, so we go back to the cave, you know, where the Krayt Dragon lives and he's sleeping. So they come up with a plan. And I guess the weak point is the underbelly, like, of the Krayt Dragon. So they bury a bunch of explosives. And, right, they want to lure the Krayt Dragon out and then set the detonator and blow it under its stomach. And, of course, right, with all plans, nothing goes accordingly. It does happen, right? So we see, like, it does happen. Like, they get the Krayt Dragon to come out and they blow it. They blow the charges, but they don't defeat it. And the thing comes out. And it starts like spitting out like venom acid and like melting them, which was like insane. Like, right? Didn't know like that either. So not only does the thing like just eat people and it's like now it's spitting like acid venom out at them. So, and you know, just fucking blew up charges in its belly and it's pissed off again. And, but it's super cool, man, because then Cobb and Mando, because the Krayt Dragon goes back under and pops up like above like the fucking mountain and it's like spitting venom everywhere. And then like Mando and Cobb, they go up, they have fucking jetpacks and they're shooting at it and they're flying around trying to distract it and everything. So they finally, you know, they get down there. And so Mando finally has the idea, right? I mean, this thing's just fucking them up. It's just killing everybody left and right. And he's got the idea. He tells Cobb, you know, they're back down on the ground because now the dragon's like behind him. It comes down from the mountain, pops up behind him like a horror movie. And he's just like, I got an idea. And he's like, what? And it's cool because, right, once again, you talk about just funny Easter egg moments. He hits the jetpack on Cobb, you know, Boba Fett's, and makes him like go up in the air. Ah! Which was funny, which, stemming from Return of the Jedi when Han hits, you know, the jetpack. And Mando grabs the Bantha with explosives. There's still one left. And gets eaten by the Krayt Dragon. Uses his long, you know, the weapon with the electricity on it from the holiday special. Which we saw him use in the first episode. And he flies. And the Bantha's in there with the explosives. Krayt Dragon opens his mouth. He's electrocuted. Mando flies out, hits the detonator, blows it up from the inside. And there you go. And it finally, you know, defeats the Krayt Dragon. You know, and that's how you usually defeat. I think that's what they did with Jaws. You know, you think of Pinocchio and stuff like that. Like, you know, something that's really big. You go inside of it and you destroy it from the inside out. Right? So, but I still thought it was super cool. The way all the action and seeing Mando jetpacking and shooting. And I just thought it was super cool. But, you know, at the very end, like, you know, they're rummaging through the inside of it, which I guess is like a big feast of meat. Like, I guess, right? Because even Mando had a big chunk of Krayt Dragon meat for him. But the Sand People are like digging through the inside. And they end up finding the that pearl that's inside of the Krayt Dragon. And I guess it's really, really valuable. So, like I said, the Sand People, it's like a double win for them. Because now they don't have to deal with the Krayt Dragon. And they found the pearl. And they have food. They have more meat, you know, food for them. And then Mando got some food. A little bit of food. And he got the Mandalorian armor, and he puts it on his speeder bike and he takes off. And, you know, Cobb's good. He can now go back to Mos Pelgo and the city's safe. No more raids on the Sand People. No more Crate Dragon to deal with. So he should be good to rebuild the city and move on. And Mando takes off. And, right, you see the binary sunset. You see the twin suns. The sunset's happening. And then you see the figure. And you see him turn around. And it's Boba Fett. Yeah, baby. And the episode ends. So, super, 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 super good episode. One thing I really didn't talk about, Baby Yoda, right? So Baby Yoda's in it, and there was cute moments. He's in the pot and he's peeking out of the pot, and you know, but we saw it in the trailer when Mando did the fight sequence at the beginning in the bar. He hides in his little pod. But yeah, there was just a bunch of cuts to Baby Yoda just to kind of, you know, see expressions and stuff. But like nothing with Baby Yoda in this episode. He was really, really just kind of just put off to the side, which is fine, which is fine. Like I said, this was our Boba Fett episode, because once I saw the armor, I was just like, oh, Boba, where's Boba Fett? How come he doesn't have his armor? Where is he? How'd he lose his armor? Where'd you get the armor? So, and like I said, that stuff got answered. So I was just absolutely amazed with, and I'm just continually amazed with Jon Favreau. He wrote and directed this episode 9, the Marshall episode, and it was just absolutely amazing. I just can't say enough about this show. So I want to see hashtag, you know, Mandalorian below. Sif Talkers, what did you think this week about the show, if you watched it? Hopefully you have, like I said, watched it several times by now. I have probably watched it a third time by now. I've watched it twice as of right now. But so there you go. Mandalorian, what did you think? Episode 9, The Marshall. All right, Sif Talkers. So I'm going to do the pre-wrap wrap up this week. So I just want to thank everybody. I want to thank my brother again for, you know, coming on the beginning of the episode and just doing that with me, because we did do a reaction video, which I'll put out this weekend. But like, thank my brother. Like I said, we're both just going to get really busy. And I just want to thank him. He will be here next week to do the episode 10, the recap episode. So I just want to thank my brother, Steve. Love you, man. And I want to thank all of you guys out there. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, you know, week in and week out, or whenever you can, you know, listening to the podcast, watching us on YouTube, watching our new reaction videos. Those are a lot of fun to do with my brother. So I just want to thank everybody for, you know, for hanging out with us. I really, 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 really do appreciate it. And I just hope, you know, you're having, you know, getting a little bit of entertainment, or you just, you know, you're having fun hanging out with us every week. So there you go. And just really quickly, just a quick shout out to Smuggler's Tales, our partner in crime. Go check these guys out on Instagram at Smuggler's Tales. They post like really, really cool stuff. Just people that are in the Star Wars every single day. So check them out at Smuggler's Tales on Instagram. But if you want to check out Sif Talkers, if you like what you're hearing, what you're seeing, please subscribe to the YouTube channel. Please give me a thumbs up. Please leave some comments below. I really, really appreciate it. It really helps out the channel and the podcast. Yeah, and if you want to follow Sif Talkers on social media, follow us at Sif Talkers on Instagram, on the Twitter, on Facebook. Shoot me an email, siftalkers@gmail.com. All right, everybody, this has been episode 82, The Mandalorian Season 2, Episode 9, Recap Show, baby! I've been your host, as always, Mike. May the force be with you, Sif Talkers. Oh. All right. Yeah, it's Halloween. It's Halloween, everybody. Hashtag, hey, till the enders. Come on. Who are you dressing up? If you are dressing up, if you are, I don't know, like I said, it's been a crazy year. But like, if you are dressing up for Halloween, who are you dressing up as or below? Who would you dress up? Or if you could dress up for anybody for Halloween, who would you dress up as? And so I'm Kylo Ren, or Steve's version, I'm General Hux. But yeah, hashtag Star Wars Halloween. Yeah, I like it. So man, I'm just super excited. So like, once again, just Mandalorian's back. What an episode. It's best thing on streaming. Mandalorian. Alright, hashtag Mando. Hashtag Mandalorian, baby. All right, Sif Talkers. So, on that note, Lando is out. Bye-bye.
Hey, you guys all don't know how I'm going. Gone. I'm Tony Clifton. Huh? Andy. They always talk to me about Andy Clifton.
Hux?
Yeah.
Really?
That's what you are, right? I mean, I thought that's what you were dressed up as.
If I take the cape off, do Hux. I look like Hux?
I think you look like Hux right now. Fuck it. I mean, Hux with a cape, right? You're like Hux with the accessory. I like it.
I'm the spy.
Yeah. You just gotta do that speech at Force Awakens, right? The speech is epic.
Today is the end of the Republic. The end of a regime that acquires to disorder. At this very moment, in a system far from here, the New Republic lies to the galaxy while secretly supporting the treachery of the loathsome resistance. This fierce machine, which you have built upon, which we stand, will bring an end to the Senate, to their cherished fleet. All remaining systems will bow down to the First Order. And we'll remember this day of all the Republic. Fire!
Yeah! All right! Hashtag put Lando in a movie. Let's go! Yeah! All right! We need to get Lando in Star Wars. What's up? It'd be awesome, right? Lando's in Star Wars behind the guy that gives a speech. Lando's just like, fuck yeah! Get him off the set!
Hux, fuck yeah!
Fuck yeah, Hux! You fucking rock, bro!
Fuck yeah! Stuck in the base! Fuck yeah!
He's a traitor!
Excuse me, Saw. Did you know General Hux was a traitor? No.
You know what would be awesome is when you find out he's a traitor, like, it pans to Kylo, and then all you see is, like, just a ghost of Darth Vader be like,
even I saw that one coming. You have failed, Kylo.
Like, you couldn't sense it?
Yeah, like, what?
I don't care. I don't care about you. I just care if Kylo Ren loses.
Yeah, I say in fairness, I don't think he was a secret agent the whole time.
Right? Like, he wasn't... He just wanted Kylo... Why not come up with a plan to, like, kill Kylo? That's way more interesting.
He's that guy in the movie The Patriot, who's the American that fought for the British forces. But, I don't know.
Yeah. And he's just like... He's like, General Hux. Something to say? Nope. Good, Saw. Like the helmet. Right, because he has the helmet on. Really quick before we start. He gets his helmet fixed. And he's got the red lines. Why didn't he just make a new helmet? Just curious.
Yeah, right? Well, yeah, like, I would understand if maybe the material was made out of, like, Darth Vader's suit or something. But
it wasn't.
No one ever, right, it's just a fucking helmet.
That would have been cooler. What if he would have brought Vader's helmet to the monkey guy? And he built a new helmet out of Vader's helmet.
That's fucking cool. Yeah, why not?
All right.
It's just funny because I don't think Vader would have had a fucking helmet if he didn't, need to fucking breathe. It's the dumbest part of Kylo for me.
But it's because of Grandpapa.
I get it. But Grandpapa would have not donned a helmet if he didn't get into a lake of...
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
I had to jump over his head.
Come
all
on and jump, do, jump!
All I had to do was literally jump forward, but I went down in the fire. Ring of fire.
Oh my jump. God.
I swear, jump. Whoa!
Ah! Yeah, he jumps like jump, and then it goes. It takes two, baby.
I really didn't see what I seen.
If you know what I mean, might as well jump.
Jump. It shows up.
Underestimate my power. Jump. Woo! Don't do it, Anakin.
Don't do it.
Hey. One thing we never say. We always say how Anakin could have jumped forward. Anakin could have jumped right. We say what Anakin could have done. Whittle me this for a second. Why couldn't have Obi-Wan just did this? Ready? Jump. Yeah.
Why didn't Anakin be like, come to me, bitch? I'm not moving.
I have the lava, motherfucker.
I have the lava, bitch.
Quit being a pussy, Obi-Wan.
He's like, I have the high ground. Okay. I'm not moving.
Well, here's the thing is, there never has the high ground been a thing for a Star Wars.
Ever.
I don't understand why that was I have the high ground. Duh, dummy. Bro, Obi-Wan, I watched you in episode 1 jump from a platform that looked to be 34 feet lower than another platform. You jumped so high, and it propelled yourself. And there was a bad guy up there, and you did just fine for yourself.
Well, Darth Maul had the high ground, so what's the story with that?
Right. Or how about Darth Vader being on top of the stairs and Luke being at the bottom of the stairs, right?
Yeah, but like you said, Darth Maul, right? He was sparking him, and Obi-Wan jumped up, flipped over him.
Yeah, flipped over him. Facts: Qui-Gon better than Anakin. Oh my God, you just did it! Qui-Gon is the chosen one. He fucking did it.
Obi-Wan jumped over Darth Maul and sliced him in half.
You're right.
Anakin jumped over Obi-Wan, but...
And he got sliced in half.
It makes you wonder.
Yeah.
High ground. Really doesn't mean much when you really think about it.
I mean, it shouldn't.
Anyways. All right, here we go. That would be a massive outtake. There you go. Siftocracy, you got a little bit of Steve.
What do you mean?
Hello there.